This is the podcast that rocked for April 23rd, 2024. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. Hope you're all having a great week so far. Let's just jump into it because the music news is about to get huge with the celebration of the 2024 inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know no one's really that excited, but I'm confident that's how the Rock Hall perceives itself. Quoting Rock Hall, "Congratulations to the Rock Hall 2024 inductee class for achieving music's highest honor." I tried to do it serious, but yeah, I can't even get past the first sentence for the post. Music's highest honor, eh? All right, whatever. For the inductees, in alphabetical order, this year, Mary J. Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, MC5, Ozzy Osbourne, Suzanne DePassé, Big Mama Thornton, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, Norman Whitfield. If I mispronounce anything, deal with it. The headline, in my opinion, and it should not really be a shock to anyone, would be Ozzy Osbourne. Already a Rock Hall nominee and inductee with Black Sabbath, he definitely deserves to go in as a solo artist. And while he's still here and able to receive the award, if he wants to fly in and accept it and have a big show and whatever, he can, even if he doesn't have to perform. Some obvious choices. Peter Frampton makes a lot of sense. Dave Matthews Band had a huge backing and they've been nominated many times. Even if I'm not a fan, you know what? Can't really be mad about them going in. Cher was kind of a lock as well. Also in the same boat as Ozzy in some ways. While they're still around, get them in. So, you know, they can see it as well. Some surprises that are nice, like A Tribe Called Quest, who's been nominated several times. It'll be great to see them in there for a non-rock act. I'm not going to dump over everything. There were some nominees that did not get in this year, like Oasis. Unfortunately, the Gallagher brothers will have to wait a few years, even though one of the Gallagher brothers said, F the Rock Hall, so they don't really care. I am disappointed, however, that on the same show, we would not have Noel and Liam Gallagher being forced to stand on stage and accept the award at the same time, talking over each other in bad grammar, and then getting angry at each other, having a sissy slap fight with incoherent profanity, and then Ozzy coming out with more incoherent profanity, and it's all just British gibberish for a good 10 minutes. I feel like that could have sold the Rock Hall alone this year. In Slipknot news, it looks like the Nine are about to pick things up. Not only are they about to perform at Sick New World this Saturday as one of the two headliners with System of a Down, Slipknot will also have their first performance with their new drummer, who many are saying is the former drummer of Sepultura, Eloy Casagrande, who said he was leaving in February to pursue a career in another project. Not confirmed if that's the case. However, Slipknot will be having a bit of a warm-up show to a small club performance of less than 350 people in California before making the trek to the desert in Vegas. If you get to go to that show, I can't imagine how bonkers that would be. And then they'll be taking the big stage in Vegas. Things are happening for Slipknot. You know, many people in the band, especially Corey Taylor, do not like to stay relaxed and not having their hands in something. So it'll be interesting to see how Slipknot goes in 2024, especially with the new members finally lined up and tour and many other things about to happen. Speaking of Sick New World, I am very thankful that I get to attend this and I was approved to work it, meaning I'm going to be shooting, interviewing a few bands, walking around probably dehydrated, taking off way more than I can handle, taking on way more than I can handle because this is a stacked show. 5 stages total, 3 of which are rotating stages, meaning people that stay at the rotating stages never have a break between bands. A band will perform, it'll rotate 180 degrees, and then another band plays. And while that band is playing, on the opposite side of the stage, they're breaking down and setting up the next band. And then its stage rotates again. Non-stop music from the AM to roughly 10:45 and midnight. It's a lot of music all day, and those are just the 3 side stages. Sick New World headlined by System of a Down, Slipknot, Bring the Horizon, many, many, many more names, including Sleep Token, Swans, Danny Elfman. There is a ton. I can't even get into it all. I will have a good report back along with footage, some recap stuff. That'll all be coming next week. Please keep me in your thoughts as I'm going to be wandering around in Vegas at the Las Vegas grounds, just trying to keep my head above water and handling as much as I can, shooting as many bands as possible, and trying to talk to whoever will actually want to talk to me. If for some reason you hear this and you're at Vegas, come say hi. I'll have cameras on my shoulders, so I'll be walking around from stage to stage, so I should be pretty easy to spot. If you see a photographer, come say hi. In other touring news that just announced today, the Brochacho tour just got announced. And no, that's not the real name of it, but I'm going to call that anyway because I think it's funny. Megadeth booked a 2024 tour with support from Mudvayne and All That Remains. Why do I call it the Brochacho tour? Because if there was ever a sausage fest for 2024, it's Megadeth, Mudvayne, All That Remains. Mudvayne's great though, and Megadeth, say what you want about them, they're still not a play, and Dave Mustaine is still the king of those thrashy solos. Tour starts August 2nd in Arkansas, going all over the US, and then ending in September 28th in Nashville, Tennessee. Finally, if you were wondering about who's going to own 2024 in the rock world, I made a joke last year that Creed is making a comeback and going to own 2024. Well, the Summer of 99 cruise just happened this past week, the first of two, and you know what? Everyone was saying on the board, including media and on site that were on the boat, said it worked pretty well. Creed performed a lot of the hits, played higher for the first time in something like 12 years. Say what you want about the band, say what you want about Scott Stapp. Creed's coming back, and that headline tour they're doing is gonna do real well in the amphitheaters. I'm calling it now. I don't even know if I'm going to see that or not. I'm just saying it's gonna do well. I would anticipate new music from Creed. Will it be good? Will people enjoy it? Will people enjoy the live shows as they go on? Who knows? All I know is Creed's going to be coming back like I called, and they're definitely going to make their name heard again in 2024. Finally, I'd like to talk about some Ring of the Horizon news that has upset at least one fan and caused millions of other fans to go, duh. There's been a bit of backlash for a TikToker who has a lot of Christian beliefs that was not aware that Ring of the Horizon, mainly Ollie Sykes, was not exactly sharing the same beliefs as said TikToker. A post from Ollie Sykes and Ring of the Horizon talked about next gen and different other issues coming up and said with a comment, if Jesus Christ returns, we'll just kill that man 2x. I'm censoring that a little. The post has drawn a wealth of comments, quoted Loudwire. However, there was one TikToker who's just beside themselves saying, how could they possibly say something like that? I had no idea. For those who aren't aware, Ollie Sykes has warned many anti-Christ, A-N-T-I hyphen C-H-R-I-S-T, against Jesus, against all religion, t-shirts, and paraphernalia over the years. It's never been hidden. He even has a song called Blasphemy and many other things. The reason I say this is because, one, be careful what you say about bands when you're exposing your knowledge. This is the same logic as a couple people every now and then that'll get really upset when they realize what the music behind Rage Against the Machine is really directed at and say, well, if they're gonna go that way and be super political and against the right, I'm not gonna listen anymore. It was always that way. It's okay to be a fan, and it's okay to have different beliefs than the band that you're fan of. Just make sure you know what you're listening to and don't go on social media exposing your ignorance. I know that's impossible. Social media is made for ignorance. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked. Big thanks to my patrons and YouTube members. Special thanks to Brandon Bruce, Chris Doman, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access, exclusive content, and much more on Patreon and YouTube memberships. It helps the channel a ton, especially since YouTube revenue is completely wild and no one can predict what's happening on YouTube anymore. Please spread the word. It does help a ton. And remember, keep me in your thoughts and hope that I don't go insane in the heat in Las Vegas with all that insanity that is Sick New World. For real though, if you do see me there or you see a photographer walking around with two cameras and you're at the event, come say hi.